human body did not mutate much. I will tell you that since 10,000 BC, we only had about 200 generations. In some countries, that 20 years is generation. In some countries, it's 50. Why 50? Because not everyone has a child, so 50. And if you divide 10,000 by 50, it's 200. 200 generations. Listen, how many generations do you touched in your life already? Do you have mother? It's already two generations. You have grandmother? Already three. Do you have a child? You have four. You have grandchild? Five. You have great-grandchild? Six generations in one life. And we're only 200 generations away from... I feel like I could just reach it with my hand. Yeah. So we really didn't mutate much. Our body is the same. Our food is dramatically changed. Do you see what I'm saying? And it all makes sense. When I was finding this out, all these pieces, and when I was writing it, I just couldn't sleep. I just was working like 17 hours every day, finding all these missing pieces. And I was so excited. I would tell Igor every night, and my children, they will listen. Oh. And he said, while I was sleeping, I was talking in my sleep because my mind kept just, oh. Because when I first was researching, my goal was to find the proof that humans never ate meat. And then when I found that they for sure ate meat, I said, oh, no. But then I found all the missing pieces. But now the most interesting thing that I found out, and that's the truth, and there's lots of evidence that humans are supposed to eat insects. I don't know. Don't you ever tell that Victoria says we need to eat insects. But I'm just saying that when I found out that the first humans ate insects, and the chimpanzees eat insects, and 80% of population of Earth today consciously eat insects, and I talked to several people who ate insects. Well, my parents, unfortunately, developed such a repulsiveness in me against microbes and parasites and insects that I cannot imagine eating anything like worms or locusts or anything. But Dr. Mercola, how many of you heard of Dr. Mercola? He says that four termites is that's what we need per day. Four termites is that's equal to the amount of B12. Per day, per human, per adult, for termites. I don't even know what termites are. I never saw termites, but I think it's just like little fly. I think that's how much protein we actually need.
There are a lot of different sizes.
Different size? Well, probably one big will work. So, and I was always wondering why my family never have problems with B12 when lots of other people with raw food diet have problems. I think I now attribute it to that my family has never been crazy about washing organic produce that we bring from the market. And I know some people will soak even raspberries and strawberries and something flows there. Well, I just eat them like that. But if I see something there, I cannot tolerate it. I take it out. Well, I was so brave that I even wrote an article and I placed it in my new book and I wrote an article and sent it to my list. What about insects? And I was just, when I sent it, pushed the button, I said, they're going to say, oh, and I'm vegan. But in this article, I say that I talked to some organic gardeners, vegans, and they say that actually they would appreciate, the vegans, they appreciate if people will be more comfortable around some insects in their food because they will be able to reduce the amount of insects, insecticides and pesticides that they put in the soil. Then I looked in USDA standards and I found out that each 50 gram of white flour has 75 pieces of maggots. And this has been already reduced because 15 years ago it was twice as much, but then people figured this out, they complained and they increased the amount of pesticides. But can we ever grow anything in an open field totally free of any insects? Forget it. It's not possible. No matter how much pesticides we'll put, we will still have, if you look under magnifying glass, you'll see pieces of them. You can see them. Peanut butter has a lot. Chocolate has a lot. Each little bar of chocolate, whether raw, cooked, whatever, has lots of pieces of different...
More chocolate.
And so... my friends, organic gardeners, told me how they pick up the beetles by the hand of their plants, and then they destroy them. They kill them. They sell, if people would eat them, we'll sell them to somebody.
Or smoothies.
Yeah. Smoothies. I'm not there yet. What I'm trying to say is that if we just become more comfortable, because I found out that in the United States, there are several groups of people, they call them entomologists or something, entomar or something else. If you find them on the internet, they're also American, Native Americans, that eat insects, but they keep it secret. Because they are saying that when they announce it, people make such a face. And they're just totally rejected by society. They're even afraid to shake hands with them. So I feel that if we would be more comfortable around that, maybe we would have less toxins in our soil, and maybe we'll kill less insects that are innocent somewhere in the field. It makes sense, right? And Ohio University and Purdue University in the United States, they calculated what it would cost. They sent professors to Japan and to China and to some African countries that serve, you know, like mealworms and things like this. In restaurants, they asked them how they grow them and what it costs and economically, and they found that it's like 45 times more economical. It's no pollution at all. It's less painful. Like Japanese people, they think that it's because, well, they probably suffer, but they don't have nervous system. And they don't suffer as profoundly as cows and pigs. And if some people wouldn't mind, then they should eat them, and it will be less pollution. So there's something to think there about. And then, just out of curiosity, I researched on the internet all the ethnical groups that I could possibly find, and I didn't find even one human ethnical group that did not eat insects. And if you eat crabs and lobsters and shrimp, they are arthropods, the big insects. And people who eat insects told me, actually, I said, what do they taste like? They say, they taste like crabs, like scorpions. And I said, what are mealworms? What do they taste like? They say, they taste like tahini. Yeah. Well, I'm not inviting you to eat insects, but I'm just saying you that, you know what, it would be so easy for me just to tell you a joke, to say something nice, and just, you know, smile and just keep silent. But I want to be sticking to the truth. And one of my favorite teachers, Jiddu Krishnamurti, he said, if you find a piece of truth, hold on to it as to your own eye. So the truth is, I'm finding that humans were eating insects as part of the fruit. And maybe if we didn't use pesticides, we wouldn't even need to think about eating insects. We would just have plenty inside of our... I don't even see organic apples with worms anymore. Did you see anyone lately? 20 years ago, whenever I eat an organic apple, there would be very often a worm inside. I mean, I'm suspicious if they spray them or something.
How do we get on vitamin B12?
B12, that's B12.
I mean, if we don't eat...
Well, I don't know. The truth is that all supplements for B12 are analogs of human B12 and cannot be perfectly used. They somewhat help, but they really do not substitute it all the way. So then you either have to eat a little bit of some other meat, but there is no meat that is safe today. The fish is out of question, it's mercury. The meat is out of question, it's just all antibiotics and it's just poor animals, it's just too much suffering. So what do you do? I just don't know. I don't know the answer, but we'll have to find it. We'll, our health will force us to find the right answer.
Insects in the
smoothies. Well, I think that if you just buy it organic, especially in the summer, from the farmers, and just, you know, don't be that strictly about putting them in chlorinated water. Just kind of, while you walk in from the farmer's market, eat your raspberries and strawberries. I think that will take care of it. Because I checked everybody in my family many times. We've been on raw food for 13 years. We didn't have any problem, any symptoms. We would have it a long time ago.